Hello, thank you for joining me again. It's really good to talk to you. And I want to share something with you. Something I hope you'll enjoy as much as I enjoyed it. Happened a couple of weeks ago when a colleague and I went to Geneva to present some research at a conference, and it was a big deal for us. It's something we'd worked on for some time. She is my boss, about 5 years older than me. We've worked together for about 5 years. We get on well, but it's a formal relationship. We've never really got close. She's quite aloof and always been a bit reluctant to become too close, and we've certainly never socialized together. I've always found her very attractive, but in a sort of too far away way for me to feel that there was any chance of anything developing between us. But I like her, and I respect her, and I think she likes me. But as I say, and maybe at a distance. Anyway, we went to Geneva, and we gave our presentation, and it went well. And like most of these things, with lots of adrenaline around, it's good to find a way of releasing that after an event. So we went for a walk and had a meal and a couple of bottles of wine, and we got on well. And for the first time, she let her hair down a little bit, and we laughed and shared some funny moments from the day and from the years we've worked together. After our meal, we walked again and then back to the hotel. Now, we'd arrived that morning and we'd gone straight to the conference, so we hadn't actually booked in. So when we went to reception, we said, yes, you have 2 rooms for us. And they looked and said, oh no, we have 1 room, but with 2 double beds. And we said, well, no, that's not what's being booked. And they said, well, terribly sorry. I said, well, it's not a problem, just give us another room. Well, as you'd imagine, that wasn't straightforward. They said they had no other rooms, so all the hotels that were under their management were full. I said, don't worry, I'll go and find another hotel. But could you give me a list of names and numbers? Which they did. I started to ring them up, and of course finding that the problem was all around Geneva. They were all booked up. I explained this to my colleague, my boss, and she said, okay, there are 2 double rooms, we're both adults, we're both professionals, let's share the room. But on one condition, we stay professional colleagues. I said, that's fine, thank you, I appreciate it. And I did. I thought it was quite a big step for her to take to allow me to share the room with her. So we went to the room, and it was a very big room with 2 double beds, and it's quite swanky. Lots of pictures and mirrors and lights, and really a very good, spacious room. And true to our agreement, we each in turn got ready for bed and then went to bed. And I was very sure that nothing was going to happen, because she said it, and she said it in a firm, definite way, and I know her. I know nothing was going to come of our time together. So I drifted off to sleep. I assumed she did too. Later in the evening, in the night, I was awakened. I don't know what by. I couldn't put my finger on it. I was just suddenly aware that I was awake, the way that you do sometimes. And for a moment I couldn't think where I was, so I opened my eyes and the light was coming in from lights outside. But it was dark still, so I knew it was in the middle of the night. But there was quite a lot of light coming in. And I didn't move. I just thought for a moment, well, where, what had caused me to wake up? And then I heard a sound coming from the bed on the other side of the room, maybe a meter away. And it was a sound that I recognize. It was a sound, a sweet, delicious, intoxicating sound of slippery wetness. I held my breath and listened again, and there it was again, a faint, slippery sound, a schlicking sound. I swallowed quietly. I didn't quite believe it could be happening, so I stayed absolutely still and listened further. And sure enough, I could hear breathing, pronounced shallow breathing through the nose, and a very faint, slippery, sliding, slurping sound. I was incredibly hard. Incredibly hard. My cock had become erect within a split second. The arousal factor of a woman masturbating only a yard away from me was incredible. I hardly dared breathe as I carried on listening. Sure enough, a rhythmic, regular, schlicking sound. And her breath was more pronounced, with tiny, tiny gasps of pleasure, slight moans, being held very carefully in check. My heart was thumping. I wanted to look over, but I didn't dare move. I couldn't bear to break the spell. I just carried on listening to her ragged breathing, her faint, mewing moans, a catch in her breath every now and then, as she obviously found an intensely pleasurable feeling, and the steady, unmistakable sound of her fingers on her pussy and rubbing her clit. I couldn't bear it. I very, very, very slowly turned my head in her direction and opened my eyes very carefully so as not to make a sound, as if eyes opening can make a sound. But I thought whatever you do, do not break the spell. And when I looked in her direction, from the glow of the lights outside, I could see something amazing and spellbinding. She was sitting up, her pillows were behind her back, she was naked, and she was staring straight ahead. I realized with a thrill that she must be staring at a mirror facing her. She must be watching herself masturbating. This idea was intoxicating for me. It seemed such a horny, sexy thing to do, to watch herself masturbate, only feet away from me. I looked at her. She had her arm between her open thighs. I could see the fingers of her hand on her clit, moving around her clit 1 minute, and then a finger delicately slipping inside her pussy the next. And with her other hand, she was cupping her breast as if she was holding it out to her reflection in the mirror. First one breast and then the other. I saw her pinch her nipples, pricking them, feeling their tautness hardening under her fingertips, one and then the next, and then back again, flicking on her nipples. And each time she did it, I heard her emit some little gasps and moans again. All the while, she was stroking between her legs, circling her clit, her fingers moving in and out of her pussy lips. And as I watched, her eyes never seemed to move. She was obviously staring, watching herself. My cock was so hard. It was rock hard. I was lying on my back with my head tilted slightly in her direction, and the sheet above me was against my cock, and I realized that it must be clearly obvious to her. If she just looked across, she would see my massive hard erection tenting the sheet. Carefully, I put my hand on my cock. It felt very hard, swollen and big, thick, very hard. It was just throbbing, pulsing. It was like a live thing. I put my fingers around my cock and just held it, feeling the throbbing warmth of it in my fist. And with my other hand, I cupped my balls. I just felt them the whole while watching her, watching her masturbate, watching her fingers, watching her thumb on her clit, and her fingers moving up and down her pussy, sliding in and out slowly and rhythmically. And her legs are wide apart, bent at the knees. And I could see that her hips were also rhythmically moving, moving her cunt against her fingers. And as I watched and as I listened, her breathing was getting more and more ragged and hoarse and shallow. And her moans of pleasure were getting more and more noticeable. But she seemed to be entranced by what she was doing and what she was seeing. And all the while, I felt my cock in my hand, big and hard and thick. I was scared to rub it. I didn't want to do anything that would draw attention to myself. And also, I was so aroused, I was sure that if I started to stroke my cock, I wouldn't be able to stop. I was so desperate to stroke it. And I was desperate to jump out of bed and jump on top of her. It was an act of iron will just to stay lying there. The sheet pressed against my cock. I could feel my hardness, and I wanted to arch my back and press my cock upwards. And I did. And I felt the luxurious, wonderful feeling of my cock grazing against the sheet. Oh God, and it felt so good. Oh God, it felt so wonderful. And I heard her moans increase. And as I'm telling you, I'm remembering the scene so vividly. I'm stroking my cock now. It's hard again. It's really hard. It feels very nice. And I watched her, and she now had two fingers in her pussy. And her breath was sounding urgent, and all the while she was moaning, trying to stay quiet, I could tell, but letting out little cries of pleasure, and her breath was in short, sharp gasps. And fingers were getting faster and faster, and I could see her thumb on her clit circling it, and she was getting more and more feverish as her hips were jerking. And I started to rhythmically thrust my cock up against the sheet above me, above it. And I was arching my back, jerking up and down, my hand around my cock, the head of it rubbing against the sheet, was cupping my balls, feeling them bouncing as I thrust, and I could hear my breathing getting more urgent. But I knew now she wouldn't be able to hear me because she was making a lot of noise. And her breath was catching as her fingers faster and faster inside her. And her moans of pleasure were getting more and more. More and more urgent. I could hear her say, "Oh God, oh God, oh God." And as I was rocking my cock up and down, it felt nicer and good and really lovely feeling as my cock. Hardness of it in my hand felt so good. And then I couldn't stand it anymore, and I flung the sheet back. I started properly masturbating now, my wanking my hard cock. And she looked over suddenly and saw me, and her eyes met. And we looked at each other for a second, and her hand speeded up still more, and so did mine. And I'm rubbing my cock now as I remember the scene. This feels so good, and I wonder if you're masturbating with me as she was then. And her hand had been on her breasts, pinching her nipples, started running up and down her thighs as she wanked faster and faster. And then I said, "I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you now." And I stood up and went to the end of her bed and stood there, blocking her view of the mirror, and stood there in front of her with my massive, hard, fat, thick cock in my hand. And I looked at her pussy. And I said, "I'm gonna fuck that cunt. I'm gonna fuck it hard. Take your hands away." And she did. And she looked at me, and looked at my big hard cock. And I got onto the bed. And I said, "Open your legs wide, you bitch. I'm gonna fuck that cunt now." And she did. She opened her legs wide. And I knelt close to it. And I put my finger inside her pussy. I started frigging it hard. And I said, "Do you like that, you bitch? Do you want this to be my fat, hard cock inside you?" And she whispered, "Yes. Want it." And I said, "Well, you're gonna have to wait." And as I frigged her, carried on wanking my cock like I am now, and it felt hard, and I cupping my balls as I thrust my finger in and out of her pussy, hooking against the roof of her cunt, and I rubbing her clit with my thumb. I can't wait to put this big fucker inside you, I said. This is gonna stretch you. I'm gonna fuck you so hard. You're gonna beg for me to stop, I said. I've been meaning to fuck you for years, you cunt. You fucking bitch. I've been meaning to stick this fat cock inside you for years, and I've got the chance now, and you're gonna beg me to stop. And all the while, I was pushing my finger in and out of her cunt. And then I said, turn over. Get on your hands and knees, you bitch. You fucking whore. Get on your hands and knees now. And she did. And she turned over. And she just knelt there. Their legs apart. And as I knelt behind her, my cock in my hand, I saw her round white buttocks in the half light, and I said, do you want a fucking, you want a good fucking, you whore, you fucking bitch, I'm gonna fuck you so hard, do you want that? And she whispered, yes, I want it, I want your cock in me. And I said, well, you're going to have to wait. And I reached between her legs and put my thumb in her pussy in a sweet, slippery, syrupy pussy lips. And my thumb slipped in and my fingers went on her clit. Again, it was hard, swollen, and she was gasping and crying, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. And I drew my hand back and I thwacked it against her ass again and again, really hard, and she cried out each time. And I said, you deserve that, you fucking bitch. You fucking cunt. The way you've been swanning around the place these years, I've wanted to fuck you all that time. Who did you think you were? Did you think I wasn't going to get you? And she said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just want you to fuck me now. Please fuck me now. And I put my thumb back in her pussy and rubbing rhythmically, pushing it in and out. I took my cock in my hand and then withdrew my thumb. As I heard her whimpering cries, I put the swollen head of my cock against her pussy. And then I just pressed it there. Just pressed it. There's a slight resistance. A swollen head of my cock against her pussy. And then I suddenly thrust in hard. And as I did, I heard a gasp, and I shouted, yes, you cunt, take it, Take the whole length of me. Take my cock inside you. And I started to thrust. Really hard and long thrusts inside her. Slowly. And as I'm telling you now, my cock's hard, big in my hand, wet with my saliva. And as I slowly thrust inside her, deeper and deeper, I pulled her against me. I grabbed her hips and pulled her back against me. And my cock was forcing its way in and out, hard, slow, steady. Oh, fucking bitch, I said. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna fuck you so hard. I'm gonna fuck your cunt so hard. Oh, gonna fuck you so hard. Oh. Oh. I could hear her moans and gasps. She was crying for it. She wanted my length inside her. Oh. Oh, you fucking whore. Oh, you fucking cunt. Oh, you bitch. Oh. Oh. Oh, the whole length of me, my cock sliding in deeper and deeper. Oh, I reached forward and grabbed her tits. Oh. And felt the heaviness. It was cupping them, kneading them, rubbing them together, feeling their nipples. Squeezing them, twisting their nipples, twisting them until I heard her cry as my cock slid ever deeper and faster into her, and she was pushing back against me. Oh. Oh, do you like this, you fucking bitch? Do you like my big hard cock inside you? Do you like me to fuck you? Do you like me to treat you like a whore? Like a dirty, fucking, slutty whore? With my cock ramming and thrusting inside you. Like you're a bitch. Like you're a bitch on heat. Oh, and as I thrust harder and harder, I could feel myself swelling inside her, and I knew I was going to come. Oh, oh, So good. And as I came inside her, I collapsed on her back and said, "Oh God, I love fucking you, you bitch. I love it. I love it." Thank you for listening to me. I'll speak to you soon. You take care. Take care, baby.